Joining me live in studio today is Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson with our monthly update from the Sheriff's Office. And joining Sheriff Johnson is Jennifer Woody. She is with Turning Point. Sheriff Johnson, Jennifer, good morning.
Morning.
Appreciate you both coming in today. Sheriff, let's start with you. We're going to talk Turning Point and the great resource they are for the Lincoln County area and the community of north, south, central, right, left, everywhere. It's got to be such a nice thing as a sheriff and law enforcement to have a resource like this when you go to a domestic violence situation and you can use Turning Point to help out.
Yeah, it really is. They have a lot of resources. They're very good at what they do, and it's a huge help to law enforcement, but more importantly to the community and people that are maybe in those situations who are struggling from domestic violence and need some help and maybe need someone to help them walk through the process of what the next steps may be to for protection orders or a way to make sure they keep themselves, their children safe. And Turning Point is very good at walking them through that process. So it's a huge resource. Like I say, they're throughout Lincoln County. I mean, I go back to when I worked inside the Afton Town Hall over here, and Turning Point had the upstairs office there. So we got to know them really good and did a lot of good work with them. That's going back.
Yeah.
Long ways.
Yeah. And so, I mean, just to put it in perspective a little bit, I mean, what if there was no Turning Point? I mean, what would people have to deal with then? Because then it falls into the hands of your officers and the enforcement, right?
Yeah. And it's a lot of work, and it's a bit specialized because they like I said, they can take these people that are in need of help by the hand and walk them through the process and help them with the paperwork for something they may need to file in court. And they can help them with housing until the situation changes. There's a lot of things there that they can do. And in many cases, when we identify a situation or we've made an arrest, Turning Point comes in and helps out with the victims and the people that are at risk and takes care of them. So it's a huge deal, a huge benefit, and they do a great job at it.
As mentioned, Jennifer Woody, also in studio. Jennifer, tell us how long have you been with Turning Point and what's your role? What do you do?
I've been with Turning Point a few months now, and my role is outreach coordinator and advocate. I work with the individual victims directly.
Perfect. Were you surprised by the demand for Turning Point assistance when you started here? I mean, I think maybe sometimes people maybe are surprised by how often your services are needed.
Yes, I was very surprised. We get it all the time, too, that we're such a small place. Why do we need it so much? But there's a huge demand.
So what is the process like? Sheriff Johnson was just talking about how you guys can really work with a victim and help them through so many different avenues. What happens when Turning Point becomes involved with the situation?
As soon as they call the 24/7 crisis line, or as soon as we hear from the Sheriff's Department, we're there 24/7 for them. So we start by helping them get their orders and then going to court with them, helping them with resources such as groceries, rent, getting them to counseling if they need help. It's a self-help, so we just stand there and basically walk them through all the processes and we'll stand by their side.
And how does Turning Point assist when children are involved? I'm sure that takes it to another level, right?
Yes, we help them. We supply diapers. We do not watch them, but we will help with the children because it's a high-stress situation for the parent going through the situation.
And it's no charge to those who need the service, correct?
Nope, it's completely free, and it's based off of community support and grants.
Perfect, which means you guys have to fundraise a little bit, right, to make Turning Point function and work. Understand you have a couple things coming up, right?
Yes, we do. We have a chili and cornbread cook-off that is on December 2nd, and we have a kids coloring contest that night with live music by Bob Stevens and a player's four-wheeler raffle that has a plow on it, and we also have a raffle of gift baskets, gift cards, and more from our community.
And this will take place where and when for the chili cook-off and raffle?
It's going to be at the Thane Community Center gym on December 2nd from 5 to 8 p.m.
Now, if someone can't be there for that event, I understand they can still get raffle tickets in advance and be part of that to try and win that raffle. Is that correct?
Yes, on the four-wheeler. On the gift cards, no, but the four-wheeler, yes.
Okay, so how do people get raffle tickets then?
They can give me a call or text me on my cell phone.
Which is?
307-690-2538.
Perfect. Jennifer Woody with Turning Point in studio today. And again, that chili cook-off takes place on December 2nd, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Thane Community Center. Jennifer, I may put you on the spot with this one since it's a Kemmer event, but the South Lincoln County also holds a big festival of trees, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, on December 7th. At the in Kemmer, yes.
Yeah, okay, and that's also a fundraiser that takes place in Southern Lincoln County. Of course, we've got the information for that on our website as well. Any other events coming up you'd like to mention that involve Turning Point?
Nope, that's all we got coming up right now is our Hall of Trees in Kemmer and then our chili cook-off in Thane.
Perfect. Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio along with Jennifer Woody. Sheriff, anything else about Turning Point you'd like to mention today?
Oh, I just want to show appreciation for what they do. Like I said, it and you brought up earlier, we have different roles, and when we're very comforted when we're able to make that call to Turning Point and they come in and help us and help the victims and help the people that are got a lot of questions after an incident happens about what do I do from here, and Turning Point does a very good job of walking them through that and giving them some comfort about that you can do this and be a support system for them. So it's a great organization. We thought it'd be good to come here together and you know, get it on everybody's radar again. You know, goes through the lulls, the highs and lows about, you know, what's out there. But the community's changing a little bit, a lot of people moving in. Even Jennifer and I talked about this when we met a couple weeks ago. You know, we have some new deputies that we need to get up to date on what the resources they have with Turning Point. So that's just a effort to make sure we move forward and get that info out there.
Yeah. And you know, you mentioned after the call to law enforcement is made, but Jennifer, I understand that in situations someone could be hesitant to reach out to law enforcement for help, and they can contact you guys first, right? They don't have to go to the police first.
Yes, we have a 24/7 crisis line, and one of us are always on call to answer, and we will be there all day.
Yeah, and it's easy to find that crisis line. It's just look for it. You guys have a great website with all the resources listed.
Yes, and all of it, they're hung in bathroom. All of our signs are hung in bathrooms and in businesses. So,
excellent. Jennifer,
Duke, I was just going to say, I think that's a really good point, because the people have the impression, and I think it's right, that once we call law enforcement, then we've kind of made that step that you know, if there's crimes broken and if there's been crimes committed, they're going to come in and make that decision. And sometimes they may just be looking like, I'm in a bad situation. I'm not ready to call law enforcement, but I really need some guidance. And Turning Point is a great resource for that.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson and Jennifer Woody in studio. Jennifer, anything else you'd like to mention today while we have you?
No, I'm just really grateful that we can work with the Sheriff's Department and that we can help everybody that we help.
Perfect. That's Jennifer Woody with Turning Point. Sheriff Johnson, while we have you in studio, a trial began yesterday with the case that you guys investigated in Southern Lincoln County last year.
Yeah, we have a murder trial going on this week. It's probably remember some sheep shearers from out of the country that were here, and there was an incident. So that trial started yesterday morning. Expect that to go on through this week, and so we have some resources tied up down there to make sure we facilitate that. So that's kind of the end point of this entire investigation. That we get called one night, and this is where it culminates. So that's happening.
Yep.
Today, or this week, I should say.
Okay. And also wanted to bring this up. It was mentioned on the Sheriff's Office social media about a new inmate communication system at the detention center in Kemmer. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so there's a lot of companies out there that's their business to provide inmate communication. And we've had a company since we built that. So I want to say 12, 13 years we've had a company. We decided it was time to make a switch to a new company. They've come in, installed all their equipment. And some of the things that that we're getting now is each inmate has a tablet that's assigned to them, or has they have access to one each day that allows them to communicate with family, allows them to do video calls. These are at a cost, but that allows them to keep that communication, because we believe that they need to, that family communication is important for their well-being, for their mental health, and just to help them through the process. They also have the ability to order commissary off there. They also have the ability to write letters. They also have the ability to make complaints. They also have some entertainment. So if there's an education element to it, they have access to a lot of different education things and different programs. And when completed, they're able to have some movies that are available to them, pre-approved movies. So there's a lot of things that can happen to with that new system that'll keep them busy. Also, you know, some good things like the education and those type of things that'll be available to them. So.
Sure. I'm sure you get this question a lot with something like this, people thinking, okay, these are criminals. These are people in prison. They shouldn't have tablets with games and movies on. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
My reaction to that is, two things. One is, don't mistake what you're hearing that they got it really good. I know that's a big thing, like people like to say, well, it sounds like it's a pretty good place. I would remind you that we did what we called a slammer sleepover when we opened that building, and we invited members of the public to come stay a night. We haven't had any repeat offenders, I can tell you that. It's not, but I do think there's a responsibility, and the Wyoming Constitution lays it out that we provide them. It's not our job to punish them. A judge or jury has sentenced them. It's our job to take care of them. It's not overboard, but if you have 60 males sitting with nothing to do, it's not healthy for them. It's not a healthy environment for our detention officers. So we try and keep them busy with everything from, and I'm talking about the state inmates specifically. They do some knitting. They do a little bit of leather working. They do some art. That's a good thing in my mind. We don't run a place where everybody gets up and you put them in the corner because you're being punished for what you did. The punishment is you've lost all your freedoms. And we want to encourage them to continue to grow while they're there. We want to encourage them to still reach out and have contact with family, their children, and continue those relationships. So they're better people, and their family are able to see what's going on and watch them grow. So I get it. Don't get me wrong. I get it. I get the concern. I will say these communication systems, these inmate communication systems come in. They're at no cost to the taxpayer. The company up front pays for it, and then all the revenue off that is from the inmates and the inmates' families as they pay for communication. So.
Excellent. Well, that's Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnston in studio. And again, Jennifer Woody with Turning Point. Anything we missed, Sheriff? Anything else happening in the county?
Okay. Appreciate the opportunity, Duke.
Jennifer, thanks for coming in as well. Thank you much. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SBI.